We've been hearing about the promising COVID-19 vaccine study results from both Pfizer and Moderna, and other companies and countries are also still racing to develop their own vaccines. In Russia, President Vladimir Putin has staked a lot on the success of Russia's vaccine project. NPR's Lucian Kim reports.
2 days after Pfizer made its big announcement, the government researchers developing Russia's leading vaccine had some good news of their own. Based on interim data from the vaccine's phase 3 trials, they said the vaccine, which they call Sputnik V, had an efficacy of 92%, 2 points higher than Pfizer's minimum. Svetlana Zavidova, the head of an association of companies conducting clinical trials in Russia, is skeptical. You get the feeling this is simply a reaction to Pfizer's announcement, she says, and the numbers the analysis is based on are too small to be statistically relevant. She says politicians believe that if they order a vaccine, they'll get one, and they're not interested in the scientific results. In the case of Russia's coronavirus vaccine, Sputnik V has become President Putin's pet project. Back in August, Putin personally announced the vaccine was the first in the world to be registered, even though phase 3 clinical trials had not even begun. Russia Today, the Kremlin's English-language news channel, celebrated the news.
Sputnik V has illuminated the world, just like its namesake, the original Sputnik. The first craft ever to leave the Earth's atmosphere and orbit the world.
The way the Russians are portraying this, even by calling it Sputnik V or Sputnik V, is that this is some heroic, extraordinary scientific accomplishment. It's not.
That's Peter Hotez, a vaccine scientist at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston.
The hard part of vaccine development is not so much the underlying science, it's ensuring that you have adequately powered, well-designed phase 3 clinical trials to show that the vaccines actually work and that they're safe.
In an effort to ease some of the concern about the vaccine, the makers of Sputnik V have launched a publicity campaign on social media.
People are tired of the pandemic. The world is craving for the victory over COVID-19, for life to get back to normal. Sputnik V is the first registered vaccine against COVID-19 in the world.
The vaccine developers have published the results of phases 1 and 2 in the British medical journal, The Lancet. They expect the phase 3 trials, with 40,000 volunteers, to finish in half a year. Dr. Hotez says Sputnik V certainly has a chance of success, especially given the Soviet Union's long experience in developing vaccines.
It would not surprise me at all that the Russians made a vaccine that works and is safe. That is not a shocker.
Putin is in a rush to roll out Sputnik V as Russia, like most of Europe, faces a sharp rise in COVID-19 cases. 10,000 people outside the clinical trial have already been vaccinated, and the Kremlin says mass vaccination, on a voluntary basis, will start in a matter of months. Who will want it is another question. In a recent poll of the Russian public, 59% of respondents said they would not get vaccinated against COVID-19. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.